If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.
All right, welcome to episode 4 of the Cigar Craig podcast. Coming to you this time a week after the Drew Estate Pennsylvania Barn Smoker, the first Pennsylvania edition of the Barn Smoker series, this time at a farm in rural Lancaster, Pennsylvania. This was interesting because we've seen a lot of Pennsylvania broadleaf tobacco gaining in popularity, and it looks like Drew Estate might be using some in an upcoming blend. We sampled one in cigars that came with the ticket price. Now, they don't actually provide cigars with the ticket price. That would be against FDA rules. You actually had to buy cigars in addition to the ticket price. But the way they format it is you pay $90 for the ticket and then $10 for 10 cigars. And if you do the math, you get the 10 cigars you get are undercrowns. They had some tins of the undercrowns, and there were 10 great cigars. There were easily $100 worth of cigars, so it's a no-brainer. This time I found that the registration process, there were no lines at the Connecticut Barn Smoker last year. We waited in line for quite a while. It was very well organized. I think it was a smaller number of people than were there. I think they had maybe 500 people at this one, which was good. The food was spectacular, as is normal. It was a barbecue spread. Very good food. I'm told that the alcoholic beverages were very good. They had the John Drew brands. They had some other alcoholic brands. Being a non-drinker, this was not something I was interested in. Interestingly, though, one of the stations that they had in the presentation, the educational portion of the morning portion of the event, was Yingling Brewery, which is a Pennsylvania brewery. The brewmaster from Yingling was talking with Willie Herrera about the differences and similarities between brewing beer and blending cigars. Unfortunately, this was kind of the one downside I noticed. They had a very small tent for they broke the group up into thirds, and a third of the group was gathered around Willie and this brewmaster from Yingling who were talking. This was the one time in the day where it kind of rained a little bit, and that was kind of difficult to get under this one, maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 by 20 tent with 100 and some odd people. It was unfortunate that it was difficult to get to. I was less interested because of the beer aspect of it, and I didn't really get a chance to talk to Willie during the course of the day. It was hard to get time with Willie. But prior to that, my group had been in the barn, the curing barn, talking with Jonathan Drew and the son of the owner of the farm, who was going to school for agronomy, I suppose. And they went through the curing process after the tobacco came out of the field. It was stalk cut, obviously. It hung in the barn in stages was dropped into the basement of the barn, where it was kept in a humid environment until it was sorted over the dry winter, as it is in Pennsylvania. It's very dry, and the basement's kind of humid. So they keep the leaves supple and from drying out by sorting them in the damp basement, I guess. Not humid, but damp. It was kind of cool. And they had old-school kind of sorting, and not as old school as Nicaragua, but it was kind of cool. But anyway, I got a chance to talk with Pedro Gomez at the Barn Smoker, and here's my interview with my old friend Pedro, whom I've known since 2011. We go way back, so we chatted for a little while.
Just talking on the Cigar Craig podcast. My buddy Pedro from Drew Estate.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Yeah,
thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk to your audience, man.
Of course. We're at the Pennsylvania Barn Smoker, the very first Pennsylvania Barn Smoker,
man. We are in Lancaster, man.
Yeah.
This is pretty much a historic tobacco place.
Sure is. Been growing tobacco here for hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years, man. So where the factory were and the farm where we are right now, this is a fourth generation, the guy that grows tobacco, and they have been growing good tobacco, and now we got the chance to get our hands on it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna come out with something very unique using the Pennsylvania tobacco.
I'm looking forward to smoking this.
That's right,
man. Prototype of that. That's
so, what do you think about the barn smoker, Craig?
That's awesome. Now, your station here, we had several different stations around the property, right?
That's right. Yeah.
You talked about what?
We talk about my presentation as well as Dan Wolk, who is the owner.
Right.
What's about Tobacco Sea and tobacco plantation. So pretty much we cover everything from A to Z, how then he do it here in Pennsylvania, and I was just throwing a little bit of knowledge of the stuff that we do back home in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of people enjoy it to see both worlds that comes together in a cigar. So it was very good.
The question I was going to ask there, didn't get a chance. It seems like the growing season here is a lot longer than the growing season in Nicaragua.
Yes.
Is that an accurate observation?
It is a good observation, because when you look at the timings, because tobacco has to do with timing. So in Nicaragua, we started in late November.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it takes a little shorter because we prime the tobacco plants by leaf.
Right.
While over here, they wait until the tobacco plant is all mature.
Right.
So it will be a little bit longer when it comes to priming the tobaccos.
So it seemed like he said they planted the seedlings in March.
Right.
And then they're finished cutting it in the field mm-hmm. in September.
That's right.
So that's a long time.
That's a long time.
In Nicaragua.
We start off in November and then by mid-January, that's when we start to plant the tobacco.
Start to plant it, okay.
In the tobacco fields. And then we wait 55 days, 60 days.
So maybe it's not that
to
much
do the Yeah, to do the priming stuff. So okay. From the bottom to the top. But at the end of the day, the plants, especially the leaves that are in the top, are going to spend between 90 to 110 days in the field.
Right. So maybe it's not that far off.
Pretty much, you know.
But at the end of the day, it's a seasonal thing.
Yes. Gotcha. At the end of the day, you know, the tobacco speak to you.
Yeah.
What you need to do.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, a guy like a family like this, that they have been growing tobacco for close to 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The tobacco plant speak to them very fluently, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
They do know what to do.
Yeah. So of the stations at the barn smoker, which is your favorite?
Well, you know, when it comes to a tobacco barn smoker, since we do five different ones, we do one in Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
we do another one in Connecticut, we do another one in Florida, we are doing this in Pennsylvania, and we are going to do one in Louisiana.
Right.
So at the barn smoker, the experience that people are gonna have, besides, you know, having a good time, you know, good food, good drinks, they are gonna learn something very priceless about cigars and about tobacco. And basically, you know, we got a station going on where Willie, he does his presentation, Jonathan Drew does his presentation, and myself, I do my presentation as well. So we try to cover pretty much everything that takes place in a tobacco farm, but everybody in their own style and everybody in their own tobacco stations.
So yours is your favorite, right?
Yeah, no, me, Tobacco Sea is the best, dude. You know, if you put it like this.
Yours is the best one.
I don't know about that. But I truly appreciate when people have the chance, you know, to acknowledge, you know, everything that we do. And obviously, you know, when you love cigars, it's not by knowing cigar, but also about letting the passion flow. And when you let the passion flow, that's when everything goes up, you know?
That's right.
How we doing, buddy?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Come on right here. We're doing a podcast, so tell us your name and where you're from.
Robert Cooper, Washington, D.C.
Great.
Washington, D.C. So what brought you to Pennsylvania?
Well, I went to the Tobacco Leaf event a couple weeks ago in Maryland and won a ticket. And
cool.
I was busy this morning, so just got here.
That is awesome. Good, man. Well, it's great to have
I
you
love
here.
Jonathan Drew's products. I got a lot of them, smoke a lot of them, and met Jonathan a couple of times at the Cigar Fest in Pennsylvania.
My man, got the right word. Yeah, this is a final consumer that we got right here. He is telling you guys how the good times that he is having right here in Pennsylvania. Will you invite somebody to come to this activity?
You know I will. My wife wanted to come, but I have one ticket.
Oh, okay, all right. No, that's good, man. That's very good.
Cool.
All right. So where do I check in?
Thank you very much.
Well, so tell us your website so my man can check in this one.
Of course, you've been on the Cigar Craig podcast.
No, I've not.
I am now.
Okay,
you are
I am
right now.
All right.
And that one, the website is called?
CigarCraig.com.
CigarCraig.com,
man.
Okay.
The man does reviews and he tells you all the stuff. You know, it's really, really cool.
I'm going to wrap this up with Pedro. Pedro's going to tell you where to go check in and get your cigars if you can.
Get my badge and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tolto. Go straight this way by the stage, and he's going to hook you up.
Fantastic. Okay.
Very cool, man.
Thank you, man.
No, thank you. Absolutely, man.
All right.
So, yes.
I can do some editing, though. That's not a problem.
Okay, no, don't worry about it. But that was good that the guy came out.
Yeah, get some consumer stuff in.
That's right. No, but that's good, man. You know, at the end of the day, we the vision of the company and what Jonathan visualized the business and why we are doing an event like this is because cigar goes hand to hand with experience.
Absolutely.
So if you could build a very unforgettable experience to somebody that loves cigars or is about to start to enjoy this nice hobby, a very good way to marry everything together is like letting the people come to a legit tobacco farm, having a good time, in the meantime enjoying the cigars that we made back in my hometown, which is Esteli, Nicaragua.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Beautiful place, man.
All right.
That's right,
man. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for
very good. So, let you finish that? No.
No, not yet.
All right, so, for everybody up there, shout out to CraigCigar.com. The baddest.
Or CigarCraig.com.
Oh, CigarCraig.com. Yeah. There you go. CigarCraig.com. The baddest website when it comes to cigars, reviewing everything that you want to know. My man has everything together for you. Come and check it out. You're going to have a great time. And don't miss to tell your folks what this website is all about.
Thanks,
man. Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Very good.
And that was Pedro. Gave me a few minutes of his time at the Barn Smoker. I was hoping to get a few minutes with Willie. Like I said, he was hard to track down, and I was hoping to get a few minutes with Jonathan Drew, which is almost impossible to track down. Got a few minutes to say hello, and that was about it. But always a very busy guy, and they all put on a great presentation and a great event, and it's certainly worth going to. I kind of liken it to Cigar Safari Light, bringing the cigar manufacturing process to the masses. If you can't get down to Cigar Safari in Nicaragua, and you can get to one of the barn smokers throughout the country, you should do it. It's a great time. They sell out pretty fast, but if you can get to one, you should do it. Anyway, that pretty much wraps up this edition of the Cigar Craig podcast. I thank you again for listening. Don't forget, as always, you can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. Again, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the Leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.